Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
monster hunter. I cured my skin, now nothing gets in, nothing that is hard as a child. You want a woman cause you wanna be safe. Well, I tell you that I got a little lullet on my brain. You want a woman who will call your name. It ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. I don't stare at water anymore. Water doesn't do what it did before. It took me in and to the edge of insane when I only meant to swim. I nearly put a bullet in my brain when the rhythm took me in. I am a master hunter. You let men into your bed. They not know you well. They can't get into my head. They don't have a hope in hell. See, the thing is, we are so alone. There's nothing we can share. You can cut me on a telephone, but you won't keep me there. No, 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 you won't keep me there. Somewhere I can grow. Give me something, let me go. Tell me something I don't know. I have some news. I have some news. Just what you think I do in life when I'm not being used. You say you're not sad, you live for the blues. You're not sad, you live for the blues. I have some news. Wrestling on the rope from darkness is not the life that I would choose. I am a master hunter. I killed my skin. I'm nothing gets in. Nothing not as hard as a child. I am a master. I am a master. I am a master hunter.
Hello and welcome to the mixtape on local 107.3 FM and the first episode since May of 2013.
Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Wow.
But we promised to come back with the occasional special, and it wouldn't be the mixtape without bringing you our meticulously calculated favorite album lists of the year.
Exactly.
As we've done over the last several years. And today we are going to bring you our favorite albums of 2013. Tom and I have both collectively battled our lists down to 15 records each. And we're going to play those for you over the next 3 hours of the program right here. And those were our first picks. Mine was starting off the program, Without You, My Life Would Be Boring, which was from The Knife's second record, Shaking the Habitual, and I'll tell you a little bit about that release. While not quite reaching the insurmountable heights of 2006 Silent Shout, which is probably one of my favorite records of all time, Swedish electronic house sibling duo The Knife returned in 2013 with an epic 2-CD album and nearly 100-minute long Shaking the Habitual, which takes its title from Michel Foucault, quote, and the album is inspired by the duo's readings in feminist and queer theory while discussing environmentalism and structuralism. Olof attended a course in gender studies at Stockholm University and shared his reading list with Carrie. Despite the album's length, it never feels dull or drags on. As Lindsay Zolads writes, moving fluidly between potent bursts of electro-aggression, seductively uncoiling meditative grooves and ambient stretches, Shaking the Habitual, like Swan's recent and similarly mammoth The Seer, doesn't demand the same kind of attention the whole time. Many of the things that might seem off-putting in theory are what make it hang together so well as a front-to-back listen. The drone pieces are sequenced such that they act as intermissions, though the kind where the air conditioners add an uncomfortable full blast and the house lights remain evocatively dark. Put it on in a room and it snakes in and out of your consciousness, but on some level it'll have you in its chilling atmosphere vice grip. Unsurprisingly, Rob Young wrote that Karen possesses one of the most distinctive Scandinavian voices since Björk, referring to the duo's songs as genetic pop mutation, scampering out of control. And in October 2013, Shaking the Bejewels included at number 27 on Beat Per Minute's top 130 albums from 2008 to 2013. It was number 16 on Any Decent Music's Best of the Best Albums of 2013 chart and number 26 on Metacritic's 2013 Music Critic Top 10 lists. And then we moved on to Tom's number 15.
And my number 15 was off the album Once Was an Eagle by Laura Marling. I don't have quite as much to say about that. It has some point form notes here about that track we heard, Master Hunter. This was Laura Marling's fourth album. And if you're not familiar with her, she is a 23-year-old folk artist from the UK. Although she's young, she's very well accomplished in her short music career. Thus far, this year she was nominated for the Mercury Prize, which is pretty amazing considering she's had four albums, and that was her third nomination for Best British Album of the Year. This album, Once It Was an Eagle, entered the UK chart at number 3 and has made several year-end best-of lists, including Rolling Stone, NME, Spin, and The Guardian. And like I said, that track that you heard was Master Hunter.
All right, well, we have a lot of music to bring you over the next couple hours, so we're just going to keep on rolling with our favorite albums, and as per the norm, I'm going to throw it to you to start off this set.
All right, so I'll just talk about my number 14 album, which is Overgrown by James Blake, which was an album I first heard at your house, Brian,
Not too long ago,
over a rousing game of, was it Dutch Blitz we were playing?
Maybe,
yeah. and that was when I first heard it, and I was like, I remember asking what it was, and I liked it, and I had to check it out. And whereas the previous entry, Laura Marling, was nominated for the Mercury Prize, James Blake actually won it with Overgrown. And this year, he's also nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys. And the song is Retrograde, the album is Overgrown, and it has received a Metacritic score of 82 out of 100. So... yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I'll throw it over to you, Brian, for your number 14.
All right, you're going to hear Who Sees You from My Bloody Valentine's MBV, which was released 22 years after their 1991 second album, Loveless. 1990's most heralded band, My Bloody Valentine, finally revealed MBV, an album that had regularly been referred to as the Indie Chinese Democracy in reference to Guns N' Roses' long-delayed sixth album. Following their departure from Creation Records in 1991, My Bloody Valentine signed with Island Records in October 1992 for a reported £250,000 contract. The band's advance went towards the construction of a home studio in South London, which was completed in April 1993. Several technical problems with the studio sent the band into semi-meltdown, according to artist and guitarist Kevin Shields, who is rumored to have been suffering from writer's block, which would last for a long time.
That's a bad case of writer's block.
Rumors had spread amongst fans that albums worth of material had been recorded and shelved prior to the band's 1997 breakup. In 1999, it was reported that Shields had delivered 60 hours of material to Island Records, and vocalist and guitarist Belinda Butcher confirmed that there existed probably enough songs to fill two albums. Shields later admitted at least one full album of half-finished material was abandoned. He said it just got dumped, but it was worth dumping. It was dead. It didn't have that spirit, that life in it. Part of the released album was recorded prior to My Bloody Valentine's breakup in 1997, and an additional recording took place prior to the band's reunion in 2007. Shields declared in 2007 that recording was three-quarters done and announced MBV's release in November 2012. They confirmed the release through their band's official Facebook page on February 2nd and put the album up for purchase on their website that very evening. Shields has since announced intentions to release a My Bloody Valentine EP of all new material, which will be followed by a fourth studio album, and hopefully it won't have to wait another two decades.
Most interesting part of that to me is over three quarters of the way done, 5 years later it's released.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those records that no one thought would ever come out. I feel like that happened a few times this year with Boards of Canada and My Bloody Valentine and Daft Punk. They're
like the indie
people that you thought would just
democracy.
Never, ever come out.
Yeah.
And then they did, though certainly My Bloody Valentine was the longest awaited. So we're going to hear selections from those. And without further ado, here we go.
James Blake, Retrograde off of Overgrown, followed by My Bloody Valentine right here on the mixtape. Thank you.
for. So be the girl you loved. Be the girl you loved. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm hidden. It's the darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. So show me where you fit.
We'll be right back.
right, we are back here. This is The Mixtape, a very special edition of the program where Brian and myself are counting down our top 15 albums of 2013 from now until noon, if you're listening to this live. And we just heard our number 14 picks. First up was my number 14 pick, which was James Blake off the album Overgrown, a track called Retrograde. And after that, we heard Brian's number 14, My Bloody Valentine, with a track called Who Sees You off of MBV.
And yeah, since Tom mentioned that we're here from 9 till noon today, I should mention that we are broadcasting live from the TJ Connor Student Center on local 107.3 FM, localfm.ca, on December the 29th, 2013.
And it's snowing.
It is snowing right now. It's early morning. We're all caffeined up and ready to roll. And this show is going to be rebroadcast on the morning of January 1st, 2014, before the start of the countdown, the all-day countdown on New Year's Day, to bring you the top 107.3 albums of 2013 as played by our DJs on Local 107.3 FM and based on their play. So the most played records of the year, and that goes all day starting at 1 p.m. So check that out. Otherwise, you're listening to this sometime in the future, and 2013 was awesome, so we're going to keep on rolling here with our 13th respective favorite records of 2013. Mine was Run the Jewels' self-titled debut, which you're going to hear a track called Banana Clipper featuring Big Boy from Outkast fame, of course. Following LP's production of 2012's critically acclaimed record R.A.P. Music for Killer Mike and Killer Mike's appearance on LP's 2012 record Cancer for Cure, it only made sense for the rappers to pair up for one of the best duos imaginable, Run the Jewels. Announced in April, the self-titled debut album was released as a free digital download in June, so go pick that up. And Run the Jewels 2 was announced in November and is expected for 2014.
All right, my number 13 pick is the album Afraid of Heights by San Diego-based surf rock band Waves. It is their fourth album. Despite the fact it's their fourth album, they only made their national television debut this year in support of this album on The Letterman Show. And with a track called Demon to Lead On, which I'm not playing, but it made Rolling Stone's top 100 songs of 2013 list. And the track you'll be hearing is called Afraid of Heights, and the album is Mystic. I got them mixed. No, that's mixed up. The album is Afraid of Heights. The song is Mystic.
Are you sure this is your favorite record?
It is. I just wrote down the wrong information on the sheet.
All right, here is Banana Clipper by Run the Jewels. Stick it right here. You're listening to our favorite records of 2013, brought to you by The Mixtape.
I move with the elegance of an African elephant. I presented the evidence, eloquent as a president. Evident is the evidence. I deserve me a championship, but before I banana clip, I'ma chill so my man can rip.
Little man against Henny and with the heart of an orphan. I got the words of a murderer and I opt for distortion. You take a slice of my portion, I'll take a piece of your profit. I drive an illegal speed to keep an OZ in my pocket.
We run the jewels in your town, a quarter pound on my person. I'm known for pounding the stage. I'm talking, burning, and cursing. Producer gave me a beat, said it's the beat of the year. I said LP didn't do it, so get the f*** out of here.
You wanna hang, bring his throat. I got stools in a rope. I'm a slang pope, a ring in a land with a man's flow. A new addition to the art of the old code that's fully retarded and put a part in your bold dome.
Hey, we the villains, we antagonists, bad guys. Mercy me, merciless me, putting pain in they sad eyes. It's time for Skywalker, talk with me, the true Darth Vader. I hit your mom in 03, but a G ain't Ada. So baby boy, you should tighten up and show some respect before I mail it on you, Joe, then put my arm on your neck. A worse yet, be the reason your girl want a divorce. Be at a career with your kids saying, fuck your fort. Well,
the style is radiation leaking my island, also known as Chernobyl talk. Listen for the sirens. For the green, I'm a hoarder. You're the hoarder, sorta, morbid son of these hoarder explorers aboard. Enough of your
saw me just numb to the core. Sure, suck a good dude for the fame and could have resist getting played like I'm headed to war. I'm really not playing no games. Tabby got you. I'll kill a carrier, mentions my name.
I'm a soldier, fortune, a mercenary on beat. I'm merciless, I torture MCs, tie both of their feet. If they refuse to run the Jews, we beat the bottoms of feet. I'm talking grip plies, guys, to the top of your teeth. Hey, me and Jamie killed the competition, top of the heat. Is where we stand with their corpses resting under our feet. I sent their mom a little cash and a sympathy letter. Told her she raised a bunch of folk calls. Next time, do better.
We the old Atlanta, new Atlanta, future of the city. That in fact said, don't give a damn, cause can't now new. Get with me, that was true. Cause I'm simply simple-minded, simple Simon. Being dumbed down by the local radio stations by designing. But would I be rhyming? No payola is required. My bank account obese is for why yours sits on the diet. Your lease is up, you're fired. Quiet, that's how the balls talk. Retain ownership on everything, every car bought. And paid for no neighbors, cause I'm sitting on acres. Went to Vegas, jumped the broom, cause I wasn't tripping on papers. No prenuptial agreement for mama. If we broke up and she took half, I'd still be sitting on commas. Eight figures, nickel.
We are back here on the mixtape as we count down our favorite, that which is the correct pronunciation of the word.
That's all right. You haven't radioed in a while.
It's been a while since I've radioed. Our favorite albums of 2013. I've chosen 15. Brian's chosen 15. And we are counting them down at the same time. You just heard our number 13 picks. Mine was Waves. You just heard a track called Mystic. And from Brian, you heard Run the Jewels with a track called Banana Clipper featuring Big Boy.
Yeah, and we're moving along quite smoothly here. We got lots of time left to bring you the rest of our favorites, so we might have a little bit of time to chat about the rest of the year and also bring you some of our honorable mentions, because I have a silly amount of honorable mentions. I don't know.
I neglected to bring honorable mentions.
It's all right.
Me too. So maybe I'll just play some Playbox stuff. Who knows? It's been a while since I've been able to delve in that magical box.
Yeah, so we're going to move on to number 12, and it is time Tom's turn to kick us off.
Okay, number 12. Mine is another British act. I've had 4 albums so far, and 3 of them have been British. And this is from a group called Daughter. off the album If You Leave. It's yet another British act, like I said. A three-piece from London formed in 2010. They met at London's Institute of Contemporary Music Performance, where they released a couple EPs. And then this year, they released your debut album in March in the UK. In North America, it didn't come out until May. And the track I'm going to be playing for you, it's called Youth. And in my opinion, this is possibly one of the most beautiful songs of 2013. So I hope you enjoy.
All right. My 12th favorite record of 2013 is Four Swords Engravings. And you're going to hear a track called Gathering. Following my favorite release of 2010, which was the debut EP from Four Swords Dagger Paths, Engravings is English music producer and artist Matthew Barnes' debut LP as Four Swords. Uniquely, the album was mixed on headphones outdoors on Thurstiston Hill in the Wirral, which the artist credits as giving the album a natural and atmospheric sound. The recording of the album was only possible in short bursts, as the artist was affected by hearing problems with both delayed and the completion of the album and contributed to the minimal nature of the arrangements. Engravings was nominated in the Best Albums of 2013 by Wire Magazine, Pitchfork, Stereo Gum, Clash Magazine, Filter, Dummy, Bleep, Tiny Mixtapes, Norman Records, Piccadilly Records, Rate Your Music, eMusic, Rhapsody, and Album of the Year. Meanwhile, the album cover artwork designed by Barnes was nominated for the award Best Art Vinyl 2013 and in Pitchfork's Top 25 Album Covers of 2013. And it's definitely one that I'm going to pick up soon to add to my collection. I think it'll be displayed prominently. It's a really great record.
Get one of those frames for the vinyl.
I've never done that.
My dad has a couple of those. Yeah. Billy Joel's Piano Man is probably displayed in his office.
All right, so keep it locked right here. You're listening to a special edition of The Mixtape as we bring you our respective favorite records of 2013. Here is a track by Daughter. Following that, you're going to hear from Four Swords right here on Local 107.3 FM.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs. Setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting names of the lovers that went wrong. The lovers that went wrong. Most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting pictures from a flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this home. You caused it. 'cause most of us are bitter over someone. Setting fire to our insides for fun, to distract our hearts from ever missing out.
And that was Four Swords with a track from my 12th favorite album of 2013, Engravings, and a track called Gathering. And before that, you heard from Daughter.
And off their album, If You Leave, we heard a track called Youth. I was teaching at a school where they did a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the kids performed that song, solo acoustic version. And it was fantastic.
That's cool.
It's a great song. Love it.
All right, we have a little bit of time left here before the top of the hour, which means we're pretty much right on track. You're going to hear from our 11th picks now, bringing us into the second hour of the program.
And you're up first, so I'll let you go right to it.
All right, well, you're going to hear from Special Quest and the album Soul Music. Special Quest is veteran UK DJ producer Paul Woolworth's reboot into low-end bass-heavy jungle music, and Soul Music is the excellent debut following several Pirate Radio-inspired 12 inches. As Andrew Rice writes, his sound hasn't changed dramatically since those first releases. Each track is built for the same rave-era foundation of creaky breaks, groaning bass lines, and shooting star synths. It's a relentless but nimble assault that manages to sidestep both the masculine aggression of techno and the conservatism of house. Soul Music offers up endless variations on the set of sound, and does more than pummel the listener into submission. The track that I'm going to be playing, Body Armor, was named Accelerator's sixth best track of 2013, and Tim Gentles describes it as such, where much of Special Request's Soul Music was cast in the mold of an explicit tribute to the raw breakbeat energy and sub-bass assault of jungle. Body Armor evokes the genre in its most abstract sense only. As the title suggests, it's all tough exteriors here, but beneath the track's slightly wonky techno, not to mention its liberal use of hand claps and gun-loading sound effects, are rolling bass notes and stepping synths that display a remarkably dubwise sensibility. More than any other track on Soul Music, Body Armor reappropriates the sonic lessons of UK Pirate Radio and turns them into something almost unrecognizable.
Okay, my number 11 pick. Lots of great things come out of Hoboken, New Jersey. Frank Sinatra, for one. Cake Boss, for another thing. And number 11 on my year-end list, which is the great, great, great band Yola Tango and their album Fade. This is Yola Tango's 13th album, and it's their first by a producer other than Roger Mountnot, and his effort was actually produced by John McIntyre. On Pitchfork, which in my opinion has to be one of the most critical of all the online music magazines, they received an 8.1. I'm not sure if that was good enough for the best new music tag, but I think the album's good enough for number 11 on my list, so you're going to be hearing a track called Paddle Forward.
All right, starting off here, right here on the mixtape, is a track by Special Quest called Body Armor. Stay right here, folks.